Welcome back to Business Isn't Hard. So, over the last two episodes, we've really built the foundation for this mini-series. In part one, we talked about what success actually looks like for business leaders. Not just financial achievement, but five key elements that define a fulfilling career. Personal fulfillment, financial well-being, personal growth, energizing work, and helping others. Then, in part two, we introduced the idea of the learning leading spiral. This ongoing cycle, with the third dimension being growth, where growth and leadership really feed into each other. As you learn, you end up leading better, and as you lead, you learn even more. The best leaders are constantly going through this cycle day in and day out. So, given what we've talked about so far, today I really wanted to talk about the mindset behind it. Essentially, the engine behind the entire process. What really makes this spiral spin? So, skills can be taught and experience can be gained. Opportunities can always be created. But without the right mindset, progress really never takes off. Across every conversation I've had for this project, from founders and CEOs to professors and consultants, it's been increasingly clear that the mindset behind it all shapes not only how they approach the challenges, but how they learn, how they lead, how they connect with others as a whole. It's really the driver behind everything that they do. What are they thinking about? And despite all the different industries and the backgrounds and the jobs that I've interviewed across the past year, seven key mindset traits come up again and again. So today we're going to be talking about those. These seven attributes are growth, attitude, service, resilience, focus, self-awareness, and authenticity. I know that's a bit, but I'm going to break them down each for you right now. Let's get into it. Okay, number one, growth. Earl Nightingale once said, "We become what we think about." And that's really the essence of a growth mindset. The idea that your thoughts and beliefs are going to shape your outcomes. Essentially, people who succeed know where they are going. They have a direction. It doesn't have to be a perfect vision. You don't need to wake up every day and think about how you want a specific role at a specific company, but there's a fundamental goal that drives you. Then, from there, you need to believe that it will come true. So you need to have that direction, and you need to believe that it will come true. Now, I know this is kind of cliche, right? Believe in your dreams and they will come true, but it's not without reason. At a really a fundamental level, every single leader that I interviewed, especially entrepreneurs, had the confidence in their ability to achieve their goal. For example, Mike Iben, who entered as the CEO of a company who really should have been bankrupt long before he came in, didn't have a doubt that he and his team would succeed. Same thing with Tom Behan with the Alaska Club. He'd said he knew he was going to make it work, and then he did. This isn't a kind of conviction that's arrogant. It's really a direction and then a confidence that will happen, a confidence and a knowing that you will grow. You need to know where you want to go and really believe you want to get there. And that is the kind of growth that is extremely important for you to have. Okay, number two, attitude. So if growth fuels your internal drive, attitude is kind of the outward signal that everybody else sees. So John Dietrich, back in episode one, really said it best. Positivity is contagious, but so is negativity. Your attitude will impact your performance, but also the energy and the output of those around you, which is really interesting. The kind of effort and the kind of attitude you have to what you're doing will come off and impact the people who are working with you. A great example of this is Robert Brill. He showed up 45 minutes late to a job interview when he was younger. But his enthusiasm and genuine excitement for the role were so contagious that he got the role anyway. Christy Dyke echoed this idea, saying that optimism and a can-do attitude are really what helps you stand out inside of a company. Be optimistic. Know that you can do it. This positivity will rub off on other people. And I mean, in every workplace, challenges are guaranteed, right? You're going to have obstacles. But the people who meet them with a high positivity and energy are the ones who everyone wants to work with and for. Always have a good attitude. Number three, service. Now the third one is a big one, service, but I prefer to call it, how can I help? And the reason I call it this is because across almost every single interview I did, the best leaders constantly are thinking in terms of how can I help? They're not approaching situations of what can I get out of it or what can I bring? It's how can I help? So John Dietrich really first introduced this concept and said that the first part of any conversation should be spent listening, really understanding the other person before you try to offer advice. Same thing with Jaime, founder of BioLab Holdings. He actually visualizes his role as CEO and founder as the bottom of the organization, really supporting everyone else. So he thinks of himself as the one person that is trying to help everybody else do their jobs. How can I help? Same thing when it comes to networking, or as I prefer to say, relationship building. Eric Olson, he said that when you shift your mindset to helping others, how can I help, instead of looking for what you can get, opportunities will come in droves. It really is that simple. If you can focus on creating value for others, how can you help that person? The doors will open faster and they will stay open for longer. Number four, resilience. Now, the truth is that business is full of failure. This is called business isn't hard, but it is pretty hard. Everybody is bound to fail. Frankly, a lot of the time. But what separates the best leaders from the rest is resilience. The ability to get hit, adapt, get up, and then keep going, right? They will not stay down. Tom Behan, one of the entrepreneurs I interviewed, called persistence one of the biggest three factors in entrepreneurial success. It's overcoming the crack factor, like Jack White said, really pushing through the inevitable challenges that will come your way, because they will always come. You have to keep going. You have to get up and go. Jim Collins, in the book Good to Great, if I highly recommend reading it, called this quality indomitable will. And essentially, this is one of the two key characteristics that made up the top leaders in some of the most successful CEO turnarounds in the past, half century. The quiet determination will show up in every single leader. It's indomitable will. They won't avoid the hard moments. They learn from them, and then they keep moving forward. You have to be resilient. Number five, focus. Next is focus, and is frankly one of the more practical and powerful traits. Time is the great equalizer, right? You have the same 24 hours as the top CEOs and entrepreneurs in the country, right? There's always going to be 24 hours in the day. What separates the best from the rest is not that they have more hours, but they invest their time with extraordinary precision. Distraction is one of the biggest barriers to doing your greatest work. Some of the most successful leaders that I've talked to and that the people I've talked to have met have been this one trait. They protect their focus and direct their energy towards what matters most. This is really the real differentiator. If your energy is scattered by distractions, your output is going to suffer. But if you can commit your energy to a clear objective, your performance will skyrocket. This was present in a lot of the people I interviewed. Jaime had a super clear and super narrow audience and focused his strategy specifically on that. Jack White said it's all about focusing on the thing that's going to give your biggest outcome. And Kurt Watkins, who literally works with tons of business leaders, said that the biggest pitfall he sees in business owners is losing focus on what's most important. It's really the discipline of saying no, so you can give your best energy to what really, really matters. Self-awareness. Now, Jim Collins in Good to Great said there were two major factors of the top leaders. I just mentioned the indomitable will. The second is humility. And it's more than a shallow humility. It's a true, deep humility that's made up of ambition for the cause, not themselves. They want to see whatever they're doing grow. This humility truly comes from self-awareness. Understanding your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, your motivation. It's understanding the self so that you can lead others. It starts with self-awareness. You have to understand yourself first. Carl Sampt, CEO of 24 Hour Fitness, literally a billion-dollar company, talked about using self-awareness to clarify what he stands for and what he won't do. He uses his self-awareness to guide him and figures out what fights he's going to push and what things he will not do. Other people tied it to listening deeply, reading the room. You have to be humble. You have to listen to others. and you have to be self-aware. Without it, even talented leaders can be fully derailed by their ego. With it, you will stay consistent, stay grounded, and be clear about your purpose. And this is absolutely key. Finally, authenticity. Now, every leader I spoke with brought this up in some form. Being genuine, honest, aligned with your values is really the key to this. And it, again, it sounds cliche, but you have to be yourself. Christine Ike said that being authentically yourself really just fully changed her effectiveness in sales, right? She went from not feeling like she was herself to expressing herself more in her pitches, and all of a sudden, she was extremely more effective. Devante Cummings said that just being really genuine and checking up on people is what builds meaningful relationships. You are not going to build a genuine relationship by being fake or by putting some other form of yourself out there. It has to be yourself. People will be attracted to yourself, to their true personality. Even though they might not be able to fully see it, people can always tell when you're not being genuine, and this will kill you. Mike Ivan proved this in a turnaround situation when he was extremely transparent about financial struggles, but he was consistent in his values. This honesty earned his team's trust when things were the toughest, and they all gave him a standing ovation once they went into the profit. You have to be genuine, you have to be honest, you have to be authentic with the people around you. It's not a performance, it's an alignment between who you are, what you believe, and how you act. So, here's those seven attributes again. Growth, attitude, service, resilience, focus, self-awareness, and authenticity. I know it's a lot, but these are really the core building blocks of a successful mindset. The foundation of the learning, the leading, the growing. These are what people are doing consistently, the best leaders, day in and day out. Every single one I spoke with embodied these traits, consciously or not. And together, they show that the mindset isn't just part of the learning leading spiral. It's really the foundation. It's what drives it. So in the next episode, we're going to talk a little bit about how to apply these mindset principles. So what can you actually do? Some actionable tips of how to improve yourself, build relationships, and, you know, become more successful in your career. Until then, keep learning, keep leading, keep being authentic, and keep building something great. Thanks for tuning in.